Quest Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of The Shortlist by Andrew Raymond, narrated by Angus King. WF Howes present an unabridged recording of The Shortlist by Andrew Raymond, narrated by Angus King. Chapter 1. William McRae took up his usual spot on the bench at Kelvin Grove Park, crying gently for the man he had killed the night before. No one paid much attention to the 64-year-old, oblivious to his silent tears as he sat back, admiring the view of the city he loved so much. He took out a silver hip flask and took a long swig. "Well, Billy, guess it's over." The man McRae had killed had been his best friend, DCI Bob Roxburgh. In many ways, other than his ex-wife Claire, Roxburgh had been McRae's only friend for the last 37 years. The fact that Roxburgh was fictional didn't make any difference to McRae's grief. After writing 24 books in the million-selling Roxburgh crime thrillers, the maverick Glaswegian detective was as real to McRae as anyone else walking around the park on that freezing January afternoon. After a night of hard frost, the west end of Glasgow was a postcard image. The trees and grass and surrounding hillside all covered in the purest twinkling white. The sort of weather that makes you hug yourself as you walk. Hot air from chimneys and factories and industry curled gently into the air, like smoke or steam, reminding McRae of a J.M.W. Turner oil painting. There was a steady hum in the air. Glasgow was always moving, always working. But the only ones that saw it all were the crows, the pigeons and the seagulls who circled and swirled above the tenements and office blocks. The ones who perched on chimneys and slated roofs were the lighthouse masters of the city, keeping an ever-watchful eye. From McRae's bench at the Lord Roberts Monument, he had a panoramic view of the city with crystal-clear visibility. Out past Kelvin Grove Art Gallery and Museum and Glasgow University, their rooftops thick with frost.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?